Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, and thanks for checking out the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and this week we're talking the brand new all-age comic books for the week of July 12, 2017. There are two deep dive books that are going to be great for the fans of these two fabulous properties. Atari is finally jumping into comic books, and it's going to be great for teens. We'll explain that in a minute. And we're going to take a look at issue number two of a classic character that is back. It's this week on the podcast. So first up, the music you're hearing in the background is from Ending Satellites. We've highlighted them for the past couple of weeks, and we found them over at Free Music Archives. Great stuff. I encourage you to zip over there and listen to all of their music, because it's really fabulous stuff to listen to just when you study, work, or do whatever. I have to have something in the background when I study. And this music is great for that. It's Trey. If you're trying to reach us anytime during the week, you can reach us email, T-R-E-Y, Trey, at daddymojo.net, or on Twitter, at daddymojo. Let us start things off this week with a look at two books that are more for the fans than for the casual enjoyer of their shows or properties. The first up is Steven Universe. This show on Cartoon Network that was created by Rebecca Sugar has its legions of diehard fans, and if you've seen it more than once and you really get into it, you'll get it because it's clever, it's quirky, and it's weird, as are some of most of the Cartoon Network shows. However, Steven Universe seems to have more heart, and dare I say more feeling and more empathy than some of the shows that are on the network, but it's also as silly as some of the others. In other words, it's a very unique property that if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to seek out and watch it on Cartoon Network or any of the other channels that you may find it. And if you're a fan of Steven Universe, you're going to want to dig into this book. This is from Abrams Books, and it's Steven Universe Art and Origins. This is a hardcover kind of coffee table book that costs just under $30. So it's not for the casual fan. This is going to be more for really, I love Steven Universe, and I kind of want to take a look at this because it has sketches from early in the day, concept art, production samples, storyboards, commentary from the creators, lots of notes from, creator Rebecca Sugar, and anything deep dive Steven Universe. And I guess as a bonus or as an aside, Abrams Books does a really great job on these fan book packages. Like, we've got a book from The Simpsons that they made that is really one of the highest quality books we've received in the past 3 years, because it's thick and it's great quality paper, great stock, and it's made with love. That sounds very esoteric and cheesy, but it is. So if you're a Steven Universe fan, check out this one. It's Steven Universe Art and Origins. It's a brand new hardcover book for the fans, and it is out this week. Now, this one is for the fans, but I dare say that more people are fans of this movie, partially because it's been around since 1993, and it was, I mean, what's to say about this movie that hasn't been said? Nightmare Before Christmas. Great movie, and I'm very thrilled to find out that our now almost six-year-old loves this film and can still hum along to the songs and sing the songs on his own, even when it's not around Halloween or Christmas. So that gives you some idea as to how much he watches this movie during the off-season. And I refer to the off-season as it being non-Christmas or non-Halloween, when you may traditionally watch this movie. It's great, it's fabulous, and this week sees Art of Coloring, Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. This is an activity book? It's a coloring book that has lots of pages that you can ink in with whatever color you want to from this fabulous stop-motion animation from 1993. It pains me to say that again because, wow, I saw this in theaters back in 1993. Loved every minute of it. And if you're a creative type, and you can color in the lines, and you've got lots of black, lots of gray, lots of shading, maybe some yellow, maybe some purples for those monsters, this is going to be great for you. And it's much more affordable. It's only $15. and dare I say, lots of people are Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas fans. It's not going to be for the young kids because you have to color within the lines. However, if you're a young artist and you like this film and you like the creatures that they made in it, check it out. It's The Art of Coloring, Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, and this will be in our stack very soon for our 7-year-old to dig into. It will be, I say. How's your week going? You know, there are so many movies coming out in the very near future, and one of them, it just came out today, literally, I just got off the, before I started recording this, saw it. It was a featurette about the making of The Last Jedi. It was only 3 minutes, but it had some new footage, and they were promising new things that would add to the story, but also throw lots of fans of the movies on their side. In other words, you would learn to love the new characters a little more and learn more about the older characters. This week sees Star Wars Legends Epic. Now, this is the original Marvel years. It's a trade paperback, Volume 2. If you were around in the 70s, or if you know your comics or your Star Wars, you know that Star Wars was originally a Marvel Comics joint back in the late 70s. This trade paperback is huge, and for what you get, it's really affordable. It retails for just under $40. That's kind of expensive, I know. However, check out all these issues that you get. You get Star Wars, the U.S. printed edition from 1977, issues 24 through 38. Plus, you get the annual, number one, and you also get Star Wars Weekly, 94 through 99, and 104 through 115. The Star Wars Weekly was a UK published joint that fans overseas saw. And the art, if you haven't seen these older versions of Luke and the Star Wars characters, it's interesting because it's obvious it's from a different era, just from the way they're drawn. They're not as muscular, but they're still more muscular than the average guy. So that's to say that today's comic book characters are drawn freaky muscular in ways that just defy reality. Whereas Star Wars, back in 77, they were just, wow, it's like The Rock today. It's kind of odd, isn't it? But this is great. It's for the fans, and it is great for the value. That's to say that it's expensive again. The rating on this, Marvel, you gave it a T. Why'd you do that? I wouldn't have any hesitations in letting our 7-year-old look at this. There is going to be some real-life kind of peril in this graphic novel, in this trade paperback. However, again, our 7-year-old is going to be A-okay with it if he were to save up the $40 on his own and buy it. I would fully encourage it. It's Star Wars Legends, the original Marvel years trade paperback. This is Volume 2. So, if you really love this, you can pick up Volume 1 and get issues 1 through 23 of Star Wars, the original series. That's if you really love your Star Wars. You can do that. Kaiju Max. Now, these two are for the teens. My teen audience, I love you. Because sometimes you want something new, fresh, original, without it being spandexy, but not being too graphic. So you don't want to cross over into the world of adult comics. Now, kind of, if this were written, I would put this in parentheses or in some strange font, because that sounds weird. You know what I'm talking about. Kaiju Max is a monster comic from Oni Press, from Xander Cannon, and it's going to be good for ages 13 and up. Earlier, I demoed it down, and the folks at Oni Press said, you know what, maybe you want to demo it up just a little bit, because I said maybe ages 8 and up. Would I have any hesitations if I had a 9-year-old looking at this comic book? No. But just for the masses, maybe I would say 13. And I'll stick by that, you know? It's fun, though. It's monsters, and it's a brand new season. This is season 3, number 1. So if you're curious about monsters, and you're looking for a fun, new monster comic that maybe you haven't seen before, that's going to have enough action to really keep you interested, check it out, because I think you'll dig it from Oni Press. It is Kaiju Max, season 3, number 1. Now, another monster comic that has old school origins. Old school, back in the 70s. Atari. I find it hard to believe that Atari has not penetrated the movie market as some of its other video game brethren, and also the printed market. Atari is more of a kitsch t-shirt that you see hipster kids wearing, and that's great, I'm all for it. However, this week sees Centipede coming back to comic books. Coming back. This is their first time in comic books. They're coming here from Dynamite Entertainment. And Dynamite Entertainment does some really good older comic books. And I say older again. We're going to touch on that in just a minute about an improvement that they're doing to the younger readers. This is classic Atari. And this, I mean, it really is kind of more for older readers. I'll say 13 and up, because you're talking serious kind of end-of-world destruction, where Dale is the sole survivor of a worldwide attack by the centipedes on his planet. The sole survivor. He's the only one that lives. So yeah, it's good, happy stuff for the kids. I joke. It's not, but he's the lone survivor. So he's surviving with a vengeance. And he is going to come forth to bring the pain with a ball and a limitless supply of bullets to lay down some centipede. That's probably not how the comic book works, but in my video game mind, that's how I want it to. And this is from Dynamite Entertainment. 13 and up, you're going to like this because it's got some vengeance, it's got some anger, and it does have some real-world casualties. But it's fun, creative stuff, and as an old-school dad, I root for Atari. Because that's kind of what I grew up on, really. I mean, I cringe as to whatever happened to my classic Atari video game set. And, you know, whoever has it, good luck for you. Awesome. We're going to buy the retro thing this Christmas. Centipede number 1 from Dynamite Entertainment is out now. Now then, this issue number 2 from this classic property, Mighty Mouse. Skeptical we were. When the first issue came out last month, the premise I loved, where Mighty Mouse is kind of stuck, except for this one boy who can kind of have access to him, and Mighty Mouse crosses over into our universe and starts to fight crime. It's a great premise, isn't it? And the reason I was skeptical is solely because of its publisher, Dynamite Comics. Dynamite heretofore hasn't done much for the all-age comic book audience. The closest they came was a couple years ago with a Jeff Parker comic book. What was that? I forget what it was. But it was one that was fringy all ages. And I looked at it and it wasn't really all ages because of the advertisements that were in the back. The content of the comic book story per se was really point for, I'll say, upper middle school and up. But the advertisements were for the bulk of the Dynamite Comics canon, which are for older readers. So that's why we never touched on it. However, Mighty Mouse has them improving upon that, where this is an all-age comic book, and the advertisements in this are great for any age. And I say advertisements because you look at some comic books and they don't have any advertisements in it. Dynamite Comics does have some advertisements in it, as do the rest of the comics. You just gotta look for them. With Dynamite, they're much more prevalent. They're in your face, because they're full-page things. And if there's a thing that I didn't really like about this Mighty Mouse issue number 2, it's that it was 21 pages of comic book, 21 pages, with about 14 pages of advertisements. And they were ads for other Dynamite Comics that were age-appropriate. And that's awesome. But for a $3.99 price point, I kind of would have wanted more story. But you know, 21 pages is usually, it's not the standard. It's what some comic books put out there. And you just have to kind of say, okay, we'll take it because I really like the story. So if you're looking for a fun title that is left of center and great for all ages, check out Mighty Mouse, because your parents will say, oh, Mighty Mouse is lame, whatever. But this comic book is actually pretty good, and it's very relevant because it manages to bring Mighty Mouse into today's contemporary settings, all the while keeping his mouse image where it was. It's very inarticulate, but it's fun. It is. Hey, Spider-Man. Is it the summer of Spider-Man? I think it could be. And this movie was fabulous. It was great. the one thing that the movie did so well is that it really described and encapsulated high school life so well that it made me believe again that Spider-Man was a hero that kids can relate to. We touched a bit on this last week. This one is a chance for kids, even younger kids, who can't see the PG-13 movie to jump into. It's Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus Sinister Six Digest. This is the trade paperback, volume 1, 2, 3. This collects Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six, issues 9 through 11, as well as Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man number 1. Boom. This is the monthly series for Marvel Comics that really never gets it wrong and is affordably priced. It's only $2.99 an issue. It's great fun. It's got activities. It's got lots of action. And ages 4 and up can look at this and be cool with it. There's also another Marvel Universe all ages property out this week, and this is a trade paperback. I speak of the Spider-Man. Spider-Man's a trade paperback that costs just under $10. If you want something a little more affordable that is $2.99, just look in the all ages comic book section of your comic book store or ask your comic book professional what's the newest Marvel Universe standalone title, and they will get it to you. And let me check references really quickly. It is this one, Guardians of the Galaxy. That comes out this week. Issue number 20 of, again, this really dependable, stalwart monthly comic book, Marvel Universe. If you, when in doubt, if you're looking for a comic book hero, just check out Marvel Universe, and they'll have two or three titles in there. There's Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man, and there could be one other that we're not thinking of. It's Trey for Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.